are back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and continue our conversation here with Fort Riley. First of all, if you missed the first segment, we'll have it archived a little bit later today. The Trombone Quartet playing some fine Christmas pieces here, and their concert again coming up the 14th and 15th. That's this Friday and Saturday at C.L. Hoover Opera House in Junction City. Also this weekend, Fort Riley is hosting a Wreaths Across America ceremony for the 12th year, and that's happening this Saturday. We're going to talk with VFW Post 1281 Chairperson Jerry McBride and Co-Chair Ed Mueller, who join us in studio. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Good morning.
This is such a great event here. I've heard a lot about it, but maybe for those who don't know, just explain what is Wreaths Across America and how it got started here.
Wreaths Across America is a program in which we remember the fallen U.S. veterans. We honor those soldiers, airmen, Navy men, that are still serving, and we teach our children the value of freedom. It's our chance to remember the past, honor the present, and prepare for the future.
All right. How long have you guys been doing this here at your post?
We have done this almost from the beginning of the program. 2006 was the first time that we did this.
Okay. How did you come to host it at Fort Riley?
We saw some pamphlets about Wreaths Across America, and we got together with our organization. We talked about it, and then we approached Fort Riley Public Affairs Office and asked for their support and their help, and they made it happen for us, and we've enjoyed doing it ever since 2006.
So I'm guessing this is a well-attended event here. A lot of people love to come out and remember and honor those who've passed on.
They certainly do, and we certainly invite the whole community to come and help out with this.
So how many wreaths are going to be placed on graves at this ceremony?
This year we had donations for 560 wreaths.
560. Where do those donations come from?
They come from the community, they come from organizations, they come from the DAV, the American Legion, businesses, just anybody who wants to donate.
Okay. And who places the wreaths on these graves?
Well, we have a ceremony that we start off at 11 o'clock, and there's the ceremonial wreaths, which are given to us by Wreaths Across America. And then after the ceremony, which takes about 20 to 30 minutes, then any volunteer that shows up for the program is welcome to place a wreath.
All right. This is an emotional event, I'm sure. For those who haven't been to one of these before, what can they expect?
It is a very humbling experience, because one of the phrases that we use is every stone has a story. Every person that is buried on Fort Riley, our national cemeteries, our veterans, they were individuals. They were mothers. They were fathers. They were sons and daughters. They were children. So every one of those is special to someone.
All right. Ed, how are you involved with this project?
Well, since when Jerry brought it to me, I said, yes, we've got to do it. Because, like I said, we have to honor our veterans. Both Jerry and I are prior military, and we know what some of these people have gone through. And some of these soldiers out there died in combat, and we're there to honor that freedom that they have given us.
Imagine you have a lot of family members too, of maybe fallen soldiers who come to this event as well.
Yes, and we have people that write to us and ask, "Can you remember my veteran?" And we certainly do not want to forget anyone.
Absolutely, yes, yeah. So important. I guess. So the public is invited to participate. I know it's sometimes a little tough to get on to Fort Riley, but how do people do that? How do they come and participate?
Well, I always suggest that they go to the Visitors Bureau if you get on I-70 and take the 301 exit and go in through the Marshall Airfield. It's called Henry Gate. And before you go to the gate, there will be an exit there on the right that you can go down and you can get a pass. I suggest that you go a little bit before 11 o'clock because it may take some time for them to fill out the paperwork and check your history, and you'll get your pass, and then you can go on to the event.
Right. Or they can go the day before and get a three-day pass. That way they can go right on through that morning. Makes it a lot easier.
Great. You mentioned people write you letters here. Are people able to sponsor a veteran or anything like that with the wreath, or how do they go about getting involved with this?
We do not promise that we will lay a wreath at that veteran, where that veteran's buried. And the reason that we don't is there's 3,000 graves there in Fort Riley. And we have never been able to cover that whole cemetery. So we pick a different section each year. So basically in 3 years, we've covered every veteran there. So we are very polite about it, and we'll say, within the 3 years, we will honor your veteran. And if someday we ever are able to place a wreath, we will gladly take by name requests.
Excellent, excellent. And so, again, happening at 11 a.m., 12th year in a row. This will be this Saturday, the Wreaths Across America ceremony. What other ceremonies do you guys have that take place in our area?
There are actually, I think, 18 Wreaths Across America ceremonies here in Kansas. Now, there is 1,400 ceremonies that take place across the nation. Across the nation, we do it at the same day, the same time. And so the people on the East Coast will be doing it at 12, we'll be doing it at 11, and so forth. So it's an event where across the nation, we are all honoring the veterans the same day and the same time.
That's cool. That's really neat that they do it all coordinated at the same time here. So in Manhattan, Kansas, or Junction City, and New York City, it'll be at the same exact time, no matter what.
The ceremonies are basically the same as we go through it. So we have about 10, 15-minute ceremony, and then start laying wreaths.
Well, I know I always get chills whenever I go to the Veterans Day ceremonies, other events like that. What's your firsthand experience been like being a part of this?
Absolute silence is very humbling.
Yeah.
Almost time to just say thank you.
And we get a lot of people just come up and give us a hug and with tears. Mm-hmm. And it's moving. It really is.
Well, keep up the good work there. Anything else you guys want to tell us before we let you go?
Please come and join us Saturday at 11 o'clock. We would love to see you there. Help us to remember those who have fallen, honor those still serving, and teach our children the value of freedom.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Ed Mueller, Jerry McBride, Veterans of Foreign War, Post 1281, Chair and Co-Chair. Again, that is happening this Saturday, 11 a.m. at Fort Riley. We'll continue our conversation here on In Focus after this, News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt